from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A cloud of controversy surrounds the Assembly of First Nations as it opens its annual meeting in Vancouver today. The Assembly's executive has suspended National Chief Roseanne Archibald as it investigates complaints from some of her staff. Archibald insists she's being penalized for her efforts to investigate corruption within the AFN and her call for a forensic audit of its expenditures over the last 8 years. She won't be allowed into the three-day conference. Resolutions up for debate include one calling for her ouster as National Chief and another calling for her reinstatement. Adopting a dog or a cat was a good idea at the time while you were working from home during the pandemic. It was going back to the office that caused problems. Pet surrenders to organizations that work with animals have taken a significant jump across Ontario. Northern Ontario Animal Welfare Society President Tasha Eddy says problems could have been avoided with things like kennel training and short periods of leaving the pet home alone.
When you get a puppy and he's with you 24/7 and then you leave him alone, just like a kid for the first time leaving him at kindergarten, they go into mass panic. They don't know what's going on.
Before you give up, Eddie hopes you reach out to a trainer or rescue group for some help. She says during the pandemic, her group lined up pet adopters with a trainer and a veterinarian in anticipation of the current situation. The reconfiguration of Jubilee Avenue has begun, leading to it being reduced from 4 lanes to 3 plus a center left turn lane with a bicycle lane on either side. The city's director of public works, Ken Kersell, says studies show that having that left turn lane is more efficient and less confusing.
You know, there's an actual lane for people to pull over to make their left, which won't impede traffic in behind them. And obviously right-hand turns do not impede traffic nearly as much as left-hand turns.
There's still some work to do, including painting and signs to indicate where the bike lanes are. The same work will be done on Ontario Boulevard between Vimy and Jubilee Avenues. The country comes to the city every Thursday between now and the end of September at the downtown Timmins Urban Farmers Market. A celebrity bell ringer will open this week's market at 11 o'clock. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell expects over a dozen vendors of meat, vegetables, and crafts, regardless of weather.
Oh, we're at Rain or Shine Farmers Market. We're hardy. If the farmers have to work when it's raining outside, we have to sell it when it's raining outside.
The market runs until 2 o'clock on 3rd Avenue between Pine Street and Balsam Street. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.